Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so fucking home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus podcast of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Mike Androff. Thank you so much, Mike, for your contribution to the show. Jim, you and I have more music than we can possibly get to on the regular show. Hence, the podcast was created,
the bonus podcast
for exactly that reason. What are you going to play for us this week?
I am taking a very circuitous trip, Greg, to the Caribbean via Sweden.
Ooh, okay. Caribbean via Sweden. That is a circuitous route. We're going to hear that next after this little break. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
I said I'm going to the Caribbean via Sweden. I could say also with another stop in the UK, because I am going to the wonderful British glam rock bubblegum band of the 70s, The Sweet.
Yes, okay? Love them.
So, you know, The Sweet are known for a string of hits in the early 70s. Lester Bangs championed the bubblegum silliness of Wigwam Bam. They got a little harder as the 70s progressed, and we had other hits like Ballroom Blitz and Fox on the Run. You know, Little Willie was still the bubblegum phase, but I had not heard this song. The Sweet, it actually was their first hit. Let me tell you where I picked it up. There is a wonderful 6-episode series on Netflix called Clark. Boy, is it bizarre. It is about the very colorful and notorious Swedish bank robber, Clark Olufsen. He was this larger-than-life character, wrote a book about his exploits, which he said is equal parts lies and truth. Bill Skarsgård is playing him in this six-part Swedish series. Clark Olufsen is the guy who, the incident of a bank robbery gone wrong that resulted in 6 days of hostage taking, that gave rise to the Stockholm Syndrome. Psychiatrists in Sweden, famously it was bandied about later in the 70s with Patty Hearst, and still is to these days. The hostage becomes smitten and has this deep and lingering fondness, more trust for their kidnapper in some cases and in some situations than the police, right? The police in Sweden were being very heavy-handed. Everybody liked Clark. He was a charming rogue. As the series progresses, you like him a little less. Anyway, they get locked in the vault of the bank, and the cops outside are throwing gas at them and doing all these horrible things with little concern for the hostages. They're out to get the hostage takers. At one point, Clark, as is his way, just says, we got to have some fun. So he turns on the radio, and what is playing but the Suite with their first hit single, Papa Joe. And then everybody winds up dancing around the vault, the two bank robbers with their machine guns and the hostages. Papa Joe is a silly, silly song. In the midday sun, they beat on their drums when Papa Joe comes to town. It's an unspecified Caribbean nation where Papa Joe is the guy who walks around with his coconut rum cocktail, making everybody happy. Everybody gets a swig of Papa Joe's coconut taste. You can see them race, and through the streets you hear the sound. What is the sound? The sound is a wonderful mix of tin drum and a go-go bells. It sounds like a cowbell, but they're actually two bells that are big in a lot of Caribbean music. And so this clinky-clanky rhythm powers this song. As is usual with the Suite, you've got these larger-than-life bubblegum hooks. It's completely silly. Papa Rumbo Rumbo, Hey Papa Joe Coconut. That is repeated about 700 times in the space of a 2 minute. Do you know this song?
No, I don't. I'm like, you're blowing. It sounds like cartoon music or something.
It is cartoon music. And, you know, there's only an inferior remastered version that I found on streaming sites, but there is a YouTube video version where you have the rumba-ing members of Sweet. It's beyond belief. So, Papa Joe by the Sweet, and thank you, Clark, on Netflix.
They beat on the drums when Papa Joe comes to town. With his coconut rum, they can all have fun. They can drink it till the sun goes down. Smiles politely, with the money he takes, he might be very rich one day, as he hears them say, hey, 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 Papa Rumbo Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut, Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut, Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo.
You know, you can't make this stuff up. That era of 70s AM bubblegum pop.
I'm with you, man. That stuff was extraordinarily, it was bizarre. It was weird. Like all over the place. You know,
weird.
It's like, you don't get that sort of chance-taking and risk-taking.
No.
That's it for this bonus episode. That was a good one, Jim.
Thank you. To support
Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group.
Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Codd.
Thanks for listening.